Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew Twidwell with ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don't. I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown. She's in LA and I'm actually still in St. Paul till next week, where I'll be back in Grass Valley. Here in the Midwest, where the weather is a little different than California.
Than anywhere else on the planet. And you and I, it's interesting, are two people that can uniquely speak to the differences, because if you're from the Midwest and you are just kind of used to that, it's your everyday, yeah. It's the weather changes, at least 10 times a day. You know, you can wake up where it's like hot and muggy. You can get like this crazy thunderstorm that lasts for anywhere from like 5 minutes to, you know, an hour, brings temperature down, cools things down. And then, humidity chokes you up. Yeah. Humidity chokes you out. So if you live in the, you know, Western states, you're used to like summer being very hot. Rain for me always indicated like, oh, a cooler temperature. So, you know, growing up on the West Coast, when it rains, it's cold. And so to go out there and to be having like rain happen all the time, but have it be not cold, not refreshing, like that was really weird for me.
We were out riding our bikes and we knew a storm was coming. And then we're like, everybody's just out like paddleboarding and doing their thing, right? And we were out paddleboarding we were paddleboarding. But then the rain came in after we finished, because we wanted to finish before the rain really got there. But people are still out riding their bikes and doing stuff. And it's just like, just a normal day. And yeah, it's been crazy. And yesterday, man, it was wild. Last night, the sky was bright, bright orange. I posted a couple pics on social media last night. It was shocking. And then just a neighboring state in South Dakota and Sioux Falls, people were sharing on Twitter, they had a green sky last night where it looked like an alien invasion. I mean, it was dark green because the clouds for some reason just reflected the light and reflected, you know, or filtering out every wavelength except for green, right? Or yellow and blue. And it just turned the sky completely green. It was crazy. And last night was completely orange. Everything was orange. And I ended up going into my photos and editing it, because my pictures didn't do it justice. And I had to really push the color. And I'm like showing it to Betty. I'm like, this is what it looks like, right? She's like, yes. You know, but it was like way off the chart. I normally don't push the pictures that far, but that was the only way I could get it to the point where it was as orange as the light really was. It was wild. So yeah, Midwest is just a trip, man.
It's funny because when I saw those photos, it reminded me of back in, I want to say 2008, 2009, maybe 2010, anywhere, somewhere in there, we had, the fires were so bad that when you went outside, besides the acrid choking and the taste and all that, the sky was like super orange. And I remember taking my kids I drove over to Seattle because I knew that the air was going to be cold and it was going to be clear. And we drove through Nevada County up through over by Chico. And I think once we got past Chico is finally when we saw blue skies again. And when I looked at your picture last night on social media,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, that reminds me of Armageddon. That reminds me of those summers of just being choked out. And it just, there's something.
Yeah,
really,
I think that happened
creepy.
Last year, the year before in the Bay Area, the same thing. And we get it. Yeah. Nevada County, you get it every year, right? Those orange skies. But yeah, that was the
worst I can remember. Red. Yeah, that's the worst I can remember, because it was just days and days and days. And I remember just like starting to feel sick from it. And, you know, now when you start to feel sick, you don't know what it's from. You don't, I mean, I literally had
my throat's a little sore. I'm like, okay, I haven't been around anybody. I don't think I've got COVID. I don't think I have a cold. It must be allergies, but
I woke up yesterday. So yesterday we're filming on July 6th. And so yesterday being July 5th, it was the night before, it was July 4th. And so, as you know, because you're my friend on social media, I was laying on the bathroom floor with the dog much of the night. And so I slept for about like 2 hours maybe. So when I woke up yesterday, the 5th, I actually had a headache. I had a low grade fever. I was spacey. I didn't feel good. My body ached. And I, as everyone does anymore, and I'm not making light of it, I was like, uh-oh.
This is
like,
COVID. Yeah.
Like, and then I like was like telling my daughter, come here, bring me some stuff to smell. Like I need to like, come here.
Right.
You know, like, can I, oh yeah, I can still smell the dog. He stinks. I can still smell coffee. I can still taste coffee. So then I was like, well, maybe.
But that's not even a good indicator anymore. Cause like I had it. I mean, this new one, I don't think a lot of people are losing their smell anymore. I think it was more like Delta and some of the other variants that we were
so
losing.
So I still have kind of, so then in the middle of summer when it's hot as blazes out, I'm like, is that a fever or am I just like, am I just hot? Like, so it's been a rough couple of days. If we would have had to record yesterday, I would have just sat there and just
we would have pushed it,
pointed at you all day long. Yeah. No, I couldn't form a
thought.
Even when
I checked in with you and you got back to me, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot.
No. I think that's the first thing I said yesterday was like, I was on the bathroom floor. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. So as you know, my pup and your pups are funny because they have their own little quirky personalities that can make them challenging, right?
Yeah.
But thankfully, they are not freaked out by fireworks because you were
lucky.
It was like a war zone here.
It was so loud. I'm sure the same thing in LA. I mean, it's just in cities, it's just nuts, man. It's like you can't tell the difference of a gunfire compared to an M80, right? And you got those things going off. And people, and especially in this state, because, you know, you just go outside the area and it's, I think you can buy them in state, the ones that fly up, you know, or go to Wisconsin or South Dakota, you can buy all these things that you cannot get near California. Right.
Well,
those ones that can shoot up and do all kinds of stuff. Yeah. But you have them. I mean, they bring them from out of state.
Right. Like, No. But it was, but it's interesting too, because like we were talking just briefly about the being in a city, right? You have like, that's a whole nother thing. And then I shared a couple of videos of like, they did the sky pan of Los Angeles and it was like, they showed the whole sky, like just around the city. And there was not one spot that you didn't see lights going off, like just nonstop. So it was a little bit overwhelming for anyone who has sensory issues. It's not just dogs. There's actually people,
we just stayed in. I mean, I closed the windows, turned the AC on, and like we're just not going anywhere. It was just too much. Yeah.
No, it is. And so I did find a little thing for the dog. I turned it on and at first that was working and I gave him some rescue remedy and some like, I don't know, calm yourself down chews. And at some point it just reaches like you've reached that you've maxed the effectiveness. The efficacy just goes down the toilet. Cause he was just like, okay, the first hour or two, he was like, okay, I'm not coming out of my skin. And then it all just wore, all bets were off. And I was like, so I'm looking forward to heading into non-firework season and a little bit quieter, hopefully over the next couple of days. Cause I got no sleep and I don't remember the last time I was so cranky, quite frankly. I was really cranky yesterday.
That said a lot for you.
I know. Cause I can take it. I can take it to places. Right. So it was legendary. So it's a good thing we weren't interacting too much.
We were literally just talking to you guys off camera about the people, the list of people that we're not fond of. Let's just put it that way.
The list was growing.
Let's not even start that list.
Right? Yeah. I mean, if you're on my list, you know, it's not a secret. So you're probably not listening. So I could probably name them, but the list is getting long enough that it's getting too long to name. But besides that, what all else is happening with you before we dive into our topic today? What else is going on? You're in St. Paul, you're having a great time, little adventure.
Adventure working, still checking in, still, you know, it's been an interesting little ride because this isn't really a vacation. This is kind of a work vacation. So, I've been riding bikes a lot and trying to stay in shape
Well,
getting some quality time with Betty.
What matters, right? So like you're this whole thing is really kind of about you being able to work remotely, being able to get things done. And that's really, I think, we were headed that direction before
COVID. We were heading that direction before, and then COVID really pushed it forward 10 years, right, for everybody. And it's been kind of an interesting ride to see how I'm kind of testing how long I can go with this remote work thing and going back and forth. And it's working out. I mean, the staff's doing good. There's obviously some mishaps. That just happens because we've got a lot of people. But everybody seems to be happy, and customers are happy, and we keep getting rave reviews. So yeah, I don't think it's the wave of the future, and I see more and more people do it. I know more and more people that are doing it. So it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Well, and I think too, like you and I have been friends for a very long time, and the goal with you has always been to, you know, initially you build up the brand and you're part of that, right? But you have expanded and built the point of growing your business was to build people around you that would be able to really look after the business, do good work,
and allow them to grow, and let them grow financially and
right.
career path wise and sure. emotionally. And I think that's happening. So yeah. And COVID, and I've suffered from ADHD, and I'm kind of I get bored really easily and didn't do well in school. So
I'm not trying to laugh, but your ADHD I drive people is ridiculous. Crazy. Yeah. It's out of control.
And I've never been diagnosed. So I just say that because I don't know how else to describe it. Whether or not I really have ADHD, I don't know.
I do know something.
I do know that I get very bored, and I like having new experiences, and I like changing of I like my panorama to change often. So I like going back and forth and moving around a lot because changing it up. So it's been kind of fun. And it fills me with life and it's good. It's a good thing.
It keeps you creative.
It keeps me creative.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Creativity.
And getting away from the business is kind of one of those weird things. Being a business owner as opposed to working in the business is when I get away from it, I tend to come up with a lot of really good ideas to do in the business. Cause you know, the day to day you're putting out fires every day and you don't really have the time to really think about the future and where you want to take this and how you want to grow your people and stuff. So that's been very beneficial.
Many of your ideas are good. I wouldn't say all of them, but I'm saying many of them are good.
I've had some real duds.
Yeah, you have, but it's always fun to see you in your process. So,
but you can't be afraid of trying it, right? I mean, that's unfortunately, you know, I've known too many people and seen too many successful people to realize that the people that don't take the risk don't really never fulfill themselves. They don't reap those rewards, right? And you're going to take those risks and some of them are going to fail. Yeah. Some of them just don't work. I've lost lots of money on some really bad ideas, but I'm glad I took them because I learned a lot. So
you're talking to a risk taker. I bought a house over the internet. Okay. So right. I mean, we're in the same boat. One of us has to keep our feet on the ground though, to keep this balance. So speaking of that,
that's what my wife is for. Right.
Right.
She needs to be grounded.
You are surrounded by people that ground you, by the way. Like there's a team of us. Like Andrew has a team of people. We might not be a glam squad, but we're an Andrew squad for sure. We keep you grounded. Okay. So let's pivot into what
we're our show. About. Yeah. You guys don't really want to listen to us banter on all day. Because you really come here for DIY projects. So you came up with some fun stuff. And ironically, I've been kind of working on some of this stuff. You found some ideas for privacy screening. And I don't know about you, but this is going to be kind of funny. I'm just going to share this. So when we bought our house, I remember our house that we're living in right now in Grass Valley, I remember telling one of my friends, and he still brings this up like 8 years later, I told him I wanted to have a property where I could pee in the corner and no one could see me. That was because you want that privacy, right? And that's kind of like my line right there, right? Those of us that live in the country want to be able to, and us dudes want to be able to do that. So, but sometimes you have to put some strategic screening up to make that so that that's, you know,
not illegal, right?
Not illegal, right? So we've done a lot of screening in our property in Grass Valley, and you come up with some cool ones. We've done a lot of plantings and also some wood, and this one's really cool. This bamboo one.
So dive in and talk about a little bit, just because remember, you and I are visual to each other, but no one can see what we're talking about.
Right. This guy. Well, I mean, like you, as you brought up, there are those mats that you can buy that are pre-woven with bamboo, right? That you can buy at A&Z or B&C, any of the hardware stores. And they're pretty inexpensive, and those go up really quick and really easily.
Those tend to be kind of short, though. They're not typically like fence height. So
you can get them like 6 feet, so you can get some.
It depends what you're doing. Yeah. I just so when you live in the land of apartments, which when you're in a metro city, there's apartments everywhere, and I live in an apartment, so there are privacy things where you want the light to come in, but you don't want to be exposed to everything. So you know, I've got kind of some interesting stuff going on with mine. I've got like a I've got some. Here's where I'm gonna screw myself, though. Honestly, I love jasmine, and it's a creeper, right? So and it's growing. Fantastic. And so I'm weaving it into my privacy screen and it looks amazing, right? But I mean,
it smells great.
It smells great because LA stinks. So, I mean, it's awesome, but it's not practical because I'm not going to be here forever. And yet this cool thing I'm creating on my balcony is amazing. But again, you know, I did start by looking at privacy screens like that. I don't know if it's faux bamboo or actual bamboo. It must be actual bamboo.
It's actual bamboo. Yeah.
Okay. So they have it already rolled. But what we looked at for backyards was something a little more substantial. And so that's
kind of where I was. Not only is it substantial, but it's like for this, you know, maybe you don't want to spend $100 or whatever it is for a roll of that stuff for, I can't even remember how much, I didn't even look at the prices before, but I know it's, you know, it's cheap, but it's not insignificant. It's one of the more cheaper ways to form it. But this is free. This one is free. So they're still using bamboo. But the dude put up an ad on Craigslist or whatever. I mean, these days I just put it up on Facebook or Nextdoor or someplace like that. There's a lot of free, a lot of sites where people are asking for free stuff or offering free stuff. And this guy said, "Hey, I'll clean up some bamboo. I need some bamboo for some fencing. I'll come and clean out your property. What do you say?" And then 2 days later, he gets a call back saying, "Yeah, come on over." And I can't tell you how many patches I've seen in Nevada County of bamboo that have just gone wild because bamboo grows really fast. It's a grass, right?
Explain to people that can't see what you're looking at, what you're talking about. So somebody took the bamboo and they
If you need bamboo, getting the sourcing the bamboo is one thing, right? And then next is actually building it. This guy actually just put it on his 3 foot, 4 foot chain link fence, weaved it into the cyclone fencing, and then took the bamboo, he split it, which is a good idea, but you don't necessarily have to split it depending on how thick the bamboo is. Splitting it can be a little bit of a chore if you're not used to that sort of thing. And bamboo, you know, we've all heard about the torture of bamboo underneath your fingernails. Bamboo hurts, right? I mean, that's the splinters hurt. I've gotten bamboo splinters underneath my fingernails and they hurt. So, you know, yeah, you can split it, but you might not want to just because of that. And it might be a little bit more. And if you can get a pile enough of it and you just kind of weave it in like you would, you know, weaving a blanket or weaving yarn into making a fabric in and out. And he built this 6 foot privacy fence around his house, wherever he is. I don't even know where this guy is, but basically for free. So it's one of those things like, you know, for those people that really want to do things on the cheap, this is not a bad idea. And like you're saying, like if you're in a rental, you know, you may not want to drop $3,000 to $5,000 for a privacy fence or whatever it's costing. And the price of lumber is ridiculous still. But this stuff you could just put on Craigslist and find or whatever and find people. And I've seen it, like I said, I see it all over Nevada County, especially at North San Juan. People have planted it for privacy, but it just grows wild. So it comes up, it shoots runners out and just keeps getting wider and wider and wider. So great way to get a privacy screen, very inexpensive, you know, to the point of just your labor. And then you shared this other one, which I really dug too, of using pallets for a fence. Again, it's one of those things where, you know, lumber is still really expensive. We've been saying lumber is expensive for over a year now, and it's still really expensive. It's not quite as expensive as it was last year, but it's still pricey. And pallets are essentially free. It takes some labor to prep the wood for it, but you can make a really nice little fence. And this is a little 4 foot fence that goes around a play area. And there's actually somebody that did this on Butler. I wish I could remember the cross street, but it's like in between Condon and Packard. And he built this great little fence utilizing just on the corner lot of his lot. Goes wraps right around the corner, just using pallets, free wood, and it looks amazing. And he did it for just the labor of getting the pallets, right? So there's ways of getting some privacy and some ways of getting fencing that are really inexpensive. I've been kind of going down this path too, because our property here, we've had some kind of, we've had some complaints from some of our tenants because we got some creepers that like to walk through the property because there's no fencing. And I've been looking into just fencing, just short fencing, just to kind of slow people down, to kind of give the illusion of a border, right? Not necessarily locking people out, but giving a border. And I found these things at one of the local box stores that, you know, one of the big problems about, or one of the big labor issues about putting a fence in, is putting the fence posts, right? Digging the hole, laying the gravel, putting the concrete in, putting the wood in, or the sonotube, or whatever you're doing to set your fence post. They make these little arrow shaped, basically they look like lawn darts, if you will, those things we played with as kids that are legal these days. And you pound it into the ground and then put the fence post right on top of it. So really simple, good DIY things. We're looking, we own an apartment building out here that's kind of historic, and I wanted an iron gate, and you get these iron gates relatively inexpensively. And one of the big problems I saw is, you know, we'd have to hire somebody to put in a fence post, and that would be about $3,000 to $4,000 for the labor probably in a city. But it's something I can do. It's literally just pounding these things down. So, you know, we'll save $3,000 to $4,000 on labor. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different ways of putting in a fence. There isn't just the standard, you know, wood. You can use bamboo. You can use wood. I've also seen a lot of people use the woven fiber, the screen mm-hmm. netting. I've seen a lot of people use that. That's more of a temporary thing. It would be a good thing if you're a renter, because that stuff, our neighbor did it in one of the trailers next to us, and it ate through at the top. The sure. sun destroyed it. So they don't last forever. And we've got some up on top of the pergola. And, you know, you can expect that sun stuff in Nevada County to maybe last about 3 to 5 years tops.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it just gets beat down with the UV.
Well, the weather is pretty intense, right? It can be.
Yeah.
Intense. Yeah.
Yeah. But bamboo is going to last you quite a while. You know, eventually it'll rot out too, but unless you paint it. But so there's different ideas for getting your privacy. Another thing you can do too is what I've been doing at our property in Grass Valley is we've got, God, I wish I would know the name of this. Elizabeth Post would tell me, but I can't contact her right this second. But we just have this tree in the backyard that's also a bush, and it drops all these seeds, and it's an area that gets watered. So I've been taking the little shoots out of it and strategically placing in between our neighbor's house and our fence line to kind of build a wall.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's growing. I'm irrigating it, so I'm not having to buy plants. So look around your property, and you know, we have a lot of those little, like I've heard people call them money trees. It's an Asian tree that has a little.
Oh yeah, it's like jade.
Long, narrow. Yeah.
Yeah, you can actually take jade clippings, by the way, and you can just plant those, and they take to the and they like you would not believe how
it's a weed.
They multiply.
Yeah.
And they make a nice little, I don't know if they make a lot of privacy depending on how much you have, but they do tend to, they're hardy.
At least it's seasonal. Yeah. It'll, you know, cause it is a deciduous tree. It's going to drop its leaves during the wintertime, but at least during the summertime, when you want the most privacy, you're going to have a wall of bush, and you can kind of clip those and prune those to make it into a shrub. I've also seen people use cedar trees for that. Cause you know, in Nevada County, cedars grow like weeds as well. You can prune those and keep those short and use those as a privacy fence. So hopefully those are a couple of different ideas of building a privacy fence or a fence. Hope you found this information useful. If you need fencing, don't call us, but there's plenty of people around the county that you can call us. But if you do need plumbing, electrical, heating, or air service, and I know it's been very mild lately, but summer's coming, baby. If you do need HVAC, get it done now because prices are going up. I know January 1st, we got some new regulations coming down from the federal government where prices are going up anywhere from 8% to 20% to 30%. So if you're thinking about getting AC in the house, get it done now. Give us a call at 530-230-9092. The number again, 530-230-9092. You can find us on the web at easyasabt.com. Like us on Facebook. You'll see a lot of this information that pertains to our show and some other fun stuff. And with that, that's our show. Catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.